On this week's arts page, four reggae artists to be given keys to the city of Kingston. We sit down with one of those living legends. Stay tuned.
It must be a Duffy Aragon man.
Remember the songs used to make you rock away. Those were the days.
Whether it's Bunny Wailer's Cool Runnings, Beris Hammond's Double Trouble, Marcia Griffith's Dreamland, or Ernie Smith's Duffy Gunman, some songs of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s will forever be remembered because of their ability to capture the listener, prompting an involuntary rock, sway, or a tap of the foot. Jamaica's musical history is the melodic narrative of a brave, resilient people who, though hard-pressed, have managed to gift the world so much by way of our culture and style. The Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, KSAMC, in recognition of this contribution, will be giving four musical stalwarts keys to the city of Kingston as part of International Reggae Day celebrations on July 1. Beris Hammond, Marcia Griffiths, Ernie Smith, and Neville Bunny Wailer Livingston were selected to receive the honor following a monthly meeting of the KSAMC. We recently sat with the last living Wailer to discuss his contribution to the development of Jamaican music, as well as the influence of the Scatterlites and their Studio One label on the Wailers as a recording band.
Rootsman skankin', see the rootsman skankin' all night long.
Well, it's good to be here, still here, focusing on what the Wailers did. Also brings Robert Bob Marley into the picture, Peter Tosh into the picture. The Scatterlites has been, to the Wailers, massive production of the music that came out of Studio One. As we go forward, we always recall those works as it relates to the Wailers, from Simmer Down on the Studio One label, One Love, Love and Affection, all of those songs that the Wailers did that made that mark.
The group's music was a reflection of the times in which they were produced. Simmer Down was said to have been a call to action for Kingston residents to calm down, cool down. The early 1960s track was in direct contrast with the rude boy culture that prevailed in the inner city, so the music strived not only to reflect, but to influence society. Bunny Wailer says this influence must be preserved.
You have to call all the members of the Wailers. You can't talk about us, Bunny Wailer. As the Wailers, you know Robert Bob Marley as a legacy that has left with us something that we can never try to do better. And Peter Tosh, the same, you know. I am focusing on presenting the Wailers to the world. I could not leave Robert Nesta, Bob Marley, and Winston Newbert McIntosh, Peter Tosh. But I'm going to be presenting what is the Wailers as a legacy for the world to have.
In April this year, Bunny Wailer launched the Wailers Museum as part of efforts to preserve the Triune legacy. The historical house is located at 10 Darley Crescent in Washington Gardens. But back to Jabi. I asked him of his take on today's style and execution of reggae music.
No, it's not reggae music. You know, reggae music was then. Now this thing has changed into a kind of dancehall fashion that's not reggae music. I don't want you to misunderstand how it's still, you know, but reggae has a tick-pop, tick, this music now that is playing is a kind of all different kind of things is happening, but the rhythm of the music, tick-pop, tick, reggae, that need to be addressed.
Last living Wailer, Neville O'Reilly Livingston, Bunny Wailer, Jabi, speaking with GIS Arts Page about the legacy of the Wailers. And we end today's program on that musical note. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.